producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, he did. He came in from the garden to do a radio show this afternoon or this morning. If you're on the West Coast, welcome, my friends, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and a cup of green tea. Oh, wait, don't drink the green tea. You could get hepatitis. That's the news story, according to the mainstream news, as a teen girl develops hepatitis after drinking tea online. Question is, how does she drink it online? No, she bought it online. She bought the tea online.
That dangerous virtual tea, I tell you.
How dare you drink that virtual tea and get virtual hepatitis? Crazy stuff here. We've got, what do we got? It's afternoon time. I'm in from the, oh, you know, I need to find out about these certain thistles. You know, you ever step out in the garden barefoot and step on something sharp and it's not one of your tools, not your garden tools, but it's one of those little thistle things that stick in your, like, oh, man.
Are you talking, you know, the goat heads that you get that they're just like, you know what I'm talking about? Where they've got like the two like barbs on it and they always stick to your feet and your socks.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but those don't hurt when they do that. These are the kind that if you step on them barefoot, when they're old and dry, they go and they'll go in.
Well,
you're like,
that's what you get for being a hobbit. Wear shoes.
No shoes. I don't like wearing shoes in the garden. That's just me. But anyway, so I went ahead and pulled out the ones that are on their way toward that. But I know there's a medicinal benefit to the, and I don't even know if they're actual thistles. I've got to look into them. But they're really prickly at the point where you don't want to be barefoot in the garden with them. So I pulled them out from around, you know, where the grass is and such today. So just my gardening adventures. We've got one of the, I think the zucchini is flowering and also the pumpkin is flowering. So we're early phases of some new growth there in the big old patch where the sweet potatoes are growing like kudzu almost. It's amazing what's happening here. So having
a
good
time.
You realize
you have created a new segment for the show now.
What is it? Stepping on thistle? Ouch.
It's the gardening
segment.
Update.
Gardening update. Yeah, I got to do some more garden updates. I know I've been slack about taking pictures because I'm out there and my hands are dirty. I'm like, I'm not bringing my phone out here to take pictures while my hands are this way. So I got to coordinate.
I thought you were gardening naked or something. You don't want any.
Well, there's a story about that, I think, a little later. And I think we remember when we talked to our UK health correspondent, Amanda, about gardening naked. We did. She's overdue for a return.
She is.
Because now she had to put her clothes back on because it's cold in England by now, I'm thinking. What do we got? Oh, Chris Barr is coming on today. He's not a doc. He's better. He's our nutritional historian, buddy. It is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. We're almost out of time for this. But we got him in just under the wire. Also, our 11th anniversary since Chris and I connected when I did a radio show 11 years ago with Peter Duesberg. So we'll catch up, reminisce a little bit on that.
Did you remember to send flowers?
I did not. I was out in the flowers, but that should count for something. I was in the flowers. So looking forward to Chris Barr, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show live on GCN and Natural News Radio and many other places around the planet. So what happened? A British medical journal case report says an unidentified patient came to her doctor with nausea, joint pain, and nonspecific abdominal pains. Physicians, of course, responsibly gave the teen antibiotics because you know everything is an antibiotic deficiency, thinking that she had a minor infection and sent her home. That's the scientific medicine. We don't know what the heck is going on, but here, take this vitamin A antibiotic, right? And then she came back to the emergency room jaundiced with worsening symptoms. Could it have anything to do with the antibiotic? Whoa, no, it couldn't be that. Could be that this girl was 16 and she was drinking green tea that she bought online because she wanted to lose some weight. She says, I had only lost a couple of pounds, but then started having horrible pains in my joints. Felt very dizzy and sick. I was very scared when I was admitted to the hospital and lots of tests. I don't fully understand what was going on at the time. And they did multiple tests searching for viral causes to her illness, and they couldn't find anything except that she had an acute hepatitis situation.
Now, listen, she bought, I mean, green tea, that's considered an herbal supplement. I mean,
yeah, it's sold as a supplement,
right? So you know, they called in the FDA team and they ran all kinds of studies to find out what was it that was in this green tea that was causing her to get sick. They must have.
You would think, but no, they did not.
What?
While the team did not test the tea for other substances, they theorized that it had to be the tea. It could have been containing other... Yeah, right. They didn't test for it. It couldn't be the antibiotic. Nothing that we did would do this hepatitis thing. So it's got to be the tea. Did you test it? No, we didn't test it.
So let's see. So if they didn't test the tea and they just theorized that the tea itself could have caused this problem, I mean, it didn't warrant putting a big old article online trying to make people afraid of green tea, did it?
Of course it did. We have to warn people. Dangerous tea. Yeah. Dangerous. Now, granted, we acknowledge that if you get green tea from China, it may be contaminated with heavy metals. That is an issue. Not likely to, it's hard to say, you know, acute hepatitis, which they want to blame, on a pathogen versus acute toxicity, which is, they never want to mention that. They always want to blame a virus or a bacteria because that means they have a drug to kill it, even though it creates resistance. But it's a classic case, Super Don, of let's write a headline to warn people against dietary supplements, even though we've not tested the supplement to definitively say if it had anything at all to do with the reason this woman had hepatitis.
Here's what ticks me off about this crap. I'm trying not to get overly irritated here.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's these people that... If you went to them and said, you know what, my child was doing just fine, and then went and got a vaccine, and then had a horrible fever, and is now autistic, these are the same people that would get in your face and say, correlation is not causation.
Yeah, how dare you?
Look at this. What did we got right here? They didn't even test the tea to see if the tea had something in it that caused the problem. They theorized that the tea could have contained materials that caused this problem and then wrote up a big old article on ABC News talking about the danger of herbal supplements.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
There you go. That's the mainstream media for you. That's why we have to, unwind it from your brain. And I won't say reprogram, certainly deprogram from the myth and the cult of mainstream news and mainstream medical mafia news as it's written. So, yeah, really
good. No hypocrisy there. None.
None at all. You know, a guy who's helped us to do this over the years so well, it's our 11th anniversary since we connected via a radio show, the Robert Chabelle Show, I've been doing all these years. And I don't even know if 11 years ago, was it called Jumpstart Your Health? Was it already the Robert Scott Bell Show? I don't know. Maybe Chris Barr knows. Chris Barr, he's not a doc. He's a nutritional historian. He's a good buddy of mine. Chris, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's good to be back here to the Jumpstart Your Health Show. Well, that's what it was 11 years ago anyway.
See, I knew you would remember. I can't remember all these years ago. So amazing that. And we've been doing some good work ever since. And you've been doing some good work well prior to that. And just so pleased that we've remained connected and get the good information out. And maybe you can help us before we dive into our Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is really not that. It's something else. But help us diagnose a cartoon character who claims that he has narcolepsy. Can you help us with this one?
Well, I don't know. I'm a historian, though, so details of the past are my speciality.
Well, this show called, Homer Simpson is the cartoon character we're going to talk about. He's been on the air so long, you could consider it historical. But,
that's true. Longest-running animated program in television history in prime time.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's see. They say he has narcolepsy, but one of the issues is he likes to urinate a lot. Whether he likes to or not, he does it. But listen to him as, I know it's indelicate, but we're going to listen to Homer Simpson urinating right now.
Oh, yes.
OK, Okay.
Yeah.
So
now that is somebody who really is doing a job there in the bathroom. Holy cow.
Super D, is that what it sounds like when you have to? No, I won't ask. But all right, so he has maybe frequent urination is one of the symptoms we're trying to assess. Is it narcolepsy? Here, let's listen to this one about his eating habits.
Homer eats Whopper, takes 75. Action.
Okay, 75 Whoppers later. And one more thing here, Chris, to help us out to figure out if it's narcolepsy or maybe it's something else. What about his thirst?
You put the beer in the coconut and drink it all up. You put the beer in the coconut and throw the can away.
Okay, so he's always thirsty. He's always thirsty. He's peeing a whole lot, and his diet's not the greatest. What might he have instead of what?
And they're saying he has narcolepsy, but it really, it could be just fatigue, right?
It could be fatigue. It could be that he's fatigued, but if that were the case, there could be something else metabolically going on. What could this cartoon character be suffering from? Chris Barr, help us out.
Well, I can't believe you missed the obvious Homer Simpson donut.
We were looking for that clip, but I figured you would know it, so thanks for helping us out. That's part of the dietary, let's say, bad choices he's making.
Yeah, and the donuts. As well as the Whopper and frequent urination. Those are all key factors in diabetes.
Hey!
Gross chromium deficiency.
Yeah. Gross chromium deficiency, you're right. And that's what we wanted to do because we care about our cartoon characters on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, I mean, this is serious. I mean, there is a narcolepsy story we may get into, but the reality is how many of these things are they looking into these mineral deficiencies? Or, in fact, like HPV vaccination now being linked to narcolepsy, a lot of the toxicological assaults upsetting and degrading normal metabolic functions.
Well, absolutely. The hocus-pocus vaccine, as I like to call it, because it's magic, black magic from Merck Pharmaceuticals. Doing things that it doesn't do, at least the things they say it doesn't do, and doing lots of things that they won't tell you about. That's just kind of the hallmark of Merck. The original home of statin drug fraud as well, speaking historically.
Yes.
With their Zocor. Again, no one in the history of the world has ever needed a statin drug. All cholesterol problems are a gross chromium deficiency. In the absence of chromium, cholesterol goes wacky.
Yes.
Chromium manages cholesterol. So when you don't have it, you have cholesterol issues, but not because cholesterol's bad, but because you don't have the nutritive managing factor. It's a real
thing. All right, Chris, when we come back, we're going to talk about what month it is and what month it really should be. Thank you to Chris Barr for clearing up Homer Simpson's problems.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this time next week, we'll be in Dallas, Texas. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's what is called 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of Rocktober. The homeoprophylaxis event is coming up. People from all over the world coming together for that, learning about ways to prevent disease without vaccination. Yay! The crowd, at least this crowd, goes wild. We know how to do it. Chris Barr knows how to do it. Been doing it for years. Non-vaccinated children. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, not accepting the pronouncements from mainstream media, headlines, nor the articles as at face value, particularly pronouncements about what month, September, supposedly, National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And you take issue with that, Chris.
Well, yes, because it's actually, that makes September, it's a much better alliteration, too. September is Selenium Awareness Month. Because if you're talking prostate cancer awareness, then you need to be aware that selenium is the number one preventative and, if you know how to do it, treatment curative for prostate cancer, as I've seen over and over and over again. It was almost 20 years ago now. It was 1996 Christmas Day when JAMA published an article that actually made the front page of most newspapers across America. Selenium may prevent cancer. And the top of that study was 63% reduction in prostate cancer incidence with those taking just 200 micrograms a day of selenium in a double-blind clinical study, you know, the gold standard, we're told, and yet it quickly got covered up, but they couldn't keep it completely covered. So, the government did a follow-up that wasn't really a follow-up. It was really a shutdown.
Right.
About 5-6 years later, they did the SELECT trial where they used, instead of whole food-grown selenium, they used selenomethionine, which is the weakest antioxidant of all the selenium products. And that, of course, is the key to cancer, is the antioxidant activity of selenium in food or in a form that's grown. So when they started that, I prophesied, or wrote anyway, that they would not get any results and might even find negative results with that. And lo and behold, they stopped the study that was scheduled for 14 years, a little more than halfway through it, because they weren't finding any success at all. And they even said there was a slight increase in incidence of cancer that might have been detected. Well, of course, they used the wrong form, because the study, the SELECT trial, which is now the one they always cite, was a well-designed study. It was well-designed for failure. So the key is using, well, as in any job, Robert, the right tools in the right form used the right way. You know, if you try to, hammer in a nail with a kitchen spatula, well, you're not going to have very good success trying to build a building. So you need to use the right form of selenium. You need to use the right amount, which is actually established in the literature. No less than 400 micrograms a day, but that's kind of just playing at it. The literature actually shows us 900 micrograms, up to 2,000 micrograms daily of a grown whole food variety of selenium. In one case, they actually had to use 5,500 micrograms. Now, if we go back 100 years ago, or even to Dr. Ravici in the 50s and 60s, we can find they used crude selenium assays in much higher amounts. And they had better results than medicine has, but they had hit-and-miss results, because it was really just a crude form of utilizing what they had discovered in 1911 for the first time, that selenium actually treats cancer successfully, which was documented in medical journal articles in every decade since 1911, and somehow has escaped the notice not only of medicine, but of nutrition even to this day, which just boggles my mind, especially since I see such incredible results with people even in stage four cancer. Well, in the last two decades, I've been working with people. Just had a man with small cell lung cancer that the doctors gave him no hope. They said nobody recovers from this. That was just 7 months ago. They gave him less than 6 months to live. And after getting on the right protocol with selenium and chromium and silicon and Cangest tea,
yes,
and hydrogen-rich water, by the way, is also using, in less than 6 months, they no longer can find the cancer in his liver.
Great news. We got to take a break, Chris. Stand by. When we come back, more selenium.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, information will be up in the show notes shortly. Thanks to Op-Ed, our millennial assistant producer, and that is at robertscottbell.com, including to Chris and all of our wonderful sponsors. Where do you get the kind of selenium and things that Chris Barr has mentioned? Our good friend Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, is available for you. You can call him 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. The Real Month awareness is about selenium, not prostate cancer, but the real prevention happening with whole food supplementation. Selenium, the right form, as Chris has mentioned. We've talked about it many times, but I never tire of hearing the history and the contemporary understanding of the right form and how you integrate it and what actually happens. Despite the fact that many in our holistically inclined nutritional health food store industry don't fully get it yet. I mean, they're working on it. It's growing. The awareness is coming, but there's still some work to do. But then we go back to the doctors that even would acknowledge the scientific, peer-reviewed, published literature on the brilliance of selenium, still say, whoa, we can't give that much, Chris, because it's toxic.
of course, relying on information from FDA that wasn't even the right kind of study of the right form of selenium to begin with.
Well, that, the particular study that all dates back to was actually a fraudulent study that was intentionally done by the FDA, which in the 30s, which the FDA admitted in the 70s. Well, they didn't admit to the fraud, but they admitted that the study was not valid in two different places in the 1970s on the Federal Register. And yet they were so effective with that story that they even got nutrition people believing it and still believing it 40 years after they admitted that it's not valid. Okay, so, you know, oxygen is more dangerous than selenium is. It causes blindness and death if you don't use it right. far more than that. And yet I don't hear anybody warning people, don't do deep breathing. You know, you might go blind.
You know, it's absolutely incredible.
On oxygen damage than we do on selenium damage.
Now, the story you told as we were going right to break of a guy supposedly incurable, another incurable cancer. You have him on supplements that are whole food, including the selenium, at doses that most doctors can see. Well, it's too high because they don't understand what you do as far as the original studies here.
Most nutritionists see it as too high because they don't do the research.
No, they do, indeed. They haven't gone back the way you have now. And also, there's a lot of great information. If you contact Jonathan, Choose to Be Healthy, Chris has a couple of small books on one on the GTF chromium, the chromium book, and, of course, the selenium book, which he was so gracious to include, and we included some of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal because it was so darn important to get it out there. And if this guy, for instance, is under the care of a doctor, man, the doctor's got to be upset that he got well and probably saying it's a spontaneous remission if he even acknowledges that this guy reversed his cancer.
Well, in the midst of, like about 3 or 4 months into it, the nurse called and said the doctor was angry at them for not doing the chemo that the doctor had ordered. And after 6 months, you know, he was supposed to be dead in less than 6 months, according to the doctor. And the oncologist is just stumped. The radiological oncologist told them, even though the PET scan shows no more cancer anywhere, it was in his brain, it was all throughout the lymph nodes in the chest area, it was more than a dozen tumors in his lungs and in his liver, they can't find it now. And the radiological oncologist said, well, nobody recovers from this kind of cancer. It's still there, and it's going to come back with a vengeance. That's what the radiological oncologist told him. Last week or week before, he was told by the oncologist that he needs to do low-dose chemotherapy for a year to make sure that the cancer won't come back that they said you couldn't get rid of, and that he got rid of without doing what they said to do. You know, because, you know, the doctor's out a pile of money for him not doing what he was told in the first place. So now he wants a year of low-dose chemo. And when he said he doesn't want to do that, the doctor told him, if you don't do this, you're going to die.
It's an economic argument, not a factual one. And the thing is, if he does the chemo, he's more likely to die. We've discussed these things for years. The fact is, he's alive 6 months, which ticks off the doctor, which is really strange when you think of a doctor should be happy with healing. You know, as a homeopath, if somebody got well using something that I don't use, I don't argue and complain and get mad. I just say, you know, mazel tov, congratulations, I'm happy for you. Consider all of these things for long-term recovery as well. But a doctor that says, oh man, I'm ticked off, you didn't do it, now you're not dead like I said you were, but you will be if you don't continue low-dose chemo for the next year.
Yes, and the radiological oncologist who told him, well, I don't care what the PET scan shows me, it's still there, and nobody gets over this kind of small cell lung cancer.
See, if you listen to these doctors who have very small minds, that they can't comprehend reality appropriately, you risk, again, losing your life due to iatrogenic causes, that is, doctor-caused causes, if you will. And here we have a discussion of selenium based in science, as well as sharing some clinical expertise and experience. And we have another study coming out here about the endocrine system, about thyroid disease. What's old is new, what's new is old, I don't know, but the study links low selenium diet with thyroid disease. How can they just publish this now? Hasn't this been known for a while, Chris?
Well, even the U.S. government has a website on selenium. They don't promote it. You have to look to find it. But for almost 20 years, their own website on selenium notes the necessity of selenium for proper thyroid function. See, while most people are running around screaming iodine, 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 mm-hmm. all iodine does is produce T4, thyroxine. But thyroxine virtually has no purpose in the body. It's the conversion of T4 thyroxine to T3 triiodothyronine. That's the active form that does all the wonders in the body. And it is impossible to make the conversion of T4 to T3 in the absence of selenium. So selenium is actually more important for healthy thyroid function than iodine is. That's not to say iodine isn't important. It's just not nearly as important as selenium is. Yet iodine gets all the attention, when any attention is paid at all to nutrition, and selenium gets virtually none at all. Even though the U.S. government has known this for decades and even has it listed on the U.S. Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Service Office of Dietary Supplements website. No wonder nobody can find it. It's too long.
You know, Chris, I try to take 200 micrograms a day. I'll admit there are times when I'm out in the garden, I'm feeling great, and, you know, I may take 50, 100, 150 micrograms. But I will say this. Thanks for the new, renewed and deeper understanding of how critical selenium is at microgram dosages in a whole food form. Like if I think, you know, if I feel like I'm a little off coming down with something or a lot of people around me are sick, I will increase that selenium 200, 400, 600, 800. I've even done 1,000 micrograms in a day, short burst for me, largely healthy otherwise. But it, rather than people that will do thousands of milligrams of vitamin C, and I don't speak ill of vitamin C, although most of it is a pharmaceutical product, but the reality is what selenium can do at micrograms, C can't even do at grams. Am I right?
That's absolutely correct and been well established in the literature for those who bother to look to find it. I've been doing 500 to 1,000 micrograms pretty much daily. I mean, I miss here and there in the last few years, but for 30 years, mm-hmm. I didn't. And I've been doing 500 to 1,000 micrograms of whole food selenium for the better part of 35 years. So I'm all juiced up on selenium. Cancer ain't never going to touch me, not to mention its protection of the heart and the joints and so many other things that it does that it's not known for, but it does anyway. So, you know, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser had noted almost 40 years ago that 200 micrograms a day was the minimum amount. In fact, in 1977, he said if every woman in America took just 200 micrograms of selenium daily, the rate of breast cancer would dramatically decline in the space of a few short years. By the early 80s, he was talking about 400 micrograms a day as an optimum amount to maintain optimum health. So we're not even talking about sickness or treating people, just to be healthy at 200 micrograms to optimally healthy at 400 micrograms daily. It's well supported in the literature. Well, for those that bother to look it up to find it,
sure.
And yet it's virtually ignored in nutrition and fought against in nutrition and in medicine.
And, Chris, the concerns I have for folks that hear the message and they end up going out to the health food store, which we support, especially the mom and pops, and there are a lot of brands that make selenium, but very few who actually do whole food selenium, as we hear a lot about. Based on whole foods or whole, you know, the kind of tricks of the language that really, when you mention selenomethionine, which is very common in supplements that you can buy at the health food store, very fractionally used compared to a true whole food form.
Well, the good thing about selenomethionine is it's really hard to get a toxic amount because it's so virtually worthless in the body. So the lesser forms like sodium selenite, sodium selenate, that actually do have a stronger potency than selenomethionine. However, they also can more easily reach a toxic level. So you can have problems with those. Although you'll get better results than with selenomethionine, you can have more problems with those forms. But you don't have to worry about any of that if you just stick to whole food grown cultured selenium. There's only a few of those out there, and it's documented, well documented in the scientific literature. Again, you have to dig to find it, but it is documented. And, you know, I see the difference now that I'm working hands-on with people. You know, I used to stay away from cancer, not because I didn't know about it, just because I just didn't want to open that Pandora's box. But I've been helping people with so many other problems for so long and with such a reputation that people who had family members after 20, 25 years would say, well, don't you know something about cancer? My aunt, my dad, my son, my, So now I'm spending more and more time with that, just sharing with people, here's what the research indicates. And during the course of that, I'm building up greater amounts of info from people that are following what I tell them the research indicates, who then have medical records to show, oh, cancer's gone. You know, breast cancer stage 4, prostate cancer stage 4, non-stage 4 cancers as well, ovarian cancer, lymphomas, brain tumors, brain cancer.
Is it any wonder, Chris, that our friend FDA Dragon Slayer Jonathan Emord had to sue the FDA 7-8 times and beat him back, and still they're not allowing these claims to be said on the labels? Any wonder? Because they know it would just destroy the cancer industrial complex. Chris, stick around. We're going to get a little silly talking about workplace bullying. You're going to say, well, what's silly about workplace bullying? Well, you stay tuned. You're going to find out what's silly about it. I know it's crazy. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, celebrating an anniversary of sorts, 11 years since Chris Barr called into the Robert Scott Bell Show. At the time, that had been called Jumpstart Your Health, with great insight information. And remember the tagline, willing to go where the truth takes them. And you're like, I wonder if this guy's for real. Chris, remember that? Is he for real?
Yeah, I do. I called you up and said, so do you really mean that, wherever the truth takes you? And
right.
Said,
I'm
absolutely.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And we became fast friends at that moment because you were just laying it on, and it was beautiful where you went with your historical understanding perspective, the science of nutrition and selenium, and again, grateful for your friendship, as you know. Or if you don't know, you know now.
Well, I did know, and I'm so grateful for your friendship as well. And, you know, you are the best in media when it comes to health and have been for years. You know, you have a way of handling it and getting the word out and being selective. You don't just put out, you know, the fad of the week or the month or the year. In fact, you pretty much stay away from those other than exposés.
Right, right. You know, we have to say selenium is the new sexy because, you know, it's like everybody, every show's got, well, the new supplement of the week. I'm like, I don't really fall for that. It's very rare that we'll find something and we'll go, yeah, that's legit. And that's, you know, partly due to your grounding in real science and real nutrition, which we appreciate here. And speaking of friends and friendships, Super Don, Facebook is saying that you can be workplace bullying if you unfriend somebody on Facebook.
Yeah, this is, I had to read this through a couple times to see if whether this was a parody or not. Apparently, there was this woman in Australia who got into it with one of her bosses. And her boss unfriended her on Facebook after they had this little spat between them.
Oh, man.
And so they ended up going to what they call there the Fair Work Commission.
Uh-huh.
And the commission actually put down a ruling that unfriending the work person there showed a lack of emotional maturity, and it was indicative of unreasonable behavior.
But it might not be full-on bullying, but it's close. Is that what they're saying?
Well, yeah. Now, listen, when you read the details of this thing they had going back and forth, apparently the one person that was accused of bullying accused the other person of being a naughty little schoolgirl running to the teacher. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, is this, are these adults, or are we, is somebody, like junior high or something?
Yeah, somebody's fantasy being played out here at this point.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris, you know, it's shocking to me that you're on Facebook, as much as you're not plugged into these things, but you've used it for good resource as far as, let's say, being a good resource for people, another way people to find out. And I have you as a friend, but, you know, people aren't going to find you as Chris Barr. So if they go to my page and they'll see the link to you, they can find you if you want them to.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Yirmiyahu Bar Yava Barasa. You know, basically, I take the position, it's none of Mark Zuckerberg's business who I am or what I'm saying. So I'm not putting my name on there. And but on top of that, now I even have a closed group because of the demand for the cancer information,
mm-hmm.
the Not a Doc Cancer Protocol. And now there's a couple of hundred people in the last month or so that have joined onto there because they're fighting cancer. They have a friend who is.
Sure.
And just to get little tips or as they're following the protocol and coming along bumps or this or that.
Yeah.
Hey, what about this? What about that? So,
cool. Well, if they want to find somebody who's a friend of Chris, and then you can be invited in. I know it's a private group, but you got some good stuff there. And by the way, Super Don, you know, we've had some people that I may have unfriended one person over the years. I don't remember because, you know, when you're at 5,000, you just don't know because of, you know, my media personality, if you will.
That's which I think you're at now, aren't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've been there for a long time. Occasionally, someone will drop off of Facebook. There's a space open, and I don't know. But anyway, I mean, I've been tempted to. Like, I have a friend that I've known for 25 years who's an uber lib. I mean, a Democrat, died in the, oh my gosh, annoying as can be.
I know who you're talking
about. Right? Steve, right? I won't say his last name. Mm-hmm. But I know him personally, and he's a nice man, but it just, it deranged on the Democratic side. I'm like, and I know you've blocked and people block him. I'm like, nah, you know, just let it be out there. I want people to see all the views.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you can unfriend somebody, but you can also just select not to see their feed.
You block their feed.
When I first got into Facebook, it was like everybody I knew that I had any contact with at all, like people I went to school with that at the time wouldn't give me the time of day, all of a sudden start.
Now you're Super Don. I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so cool.
Whatever.
You're not a bully, Super Don. And Chris Barr, definitely not. Good guy.
Yeah, if I want to be a bully, you'll know
it. Yeah, we'll know it. That's for sure. Chris, thanks for hanging out on the 11th anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, Robert.
Woohoo! Selenium Awareness Month. And we'll continue on next month, too, with that. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. I'll tell you where we're going to be. Upcoming events. You want to know, go to robertscottbell.com, including links to Chris and everyone else, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.